The flooding has wiped out nearly 3 million acres of corn and soybean farms in Iowa and damaged as much as another million acres. David Miller is a corn and soybean farmer and the director of research and commodity services for the Iowa Farm Bureau. He joins us from his home in Ankeny. Mr. Miller, thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, glad to be here.
And tell us about your own situation, if you could.
Oh, on my farm, I'm one of kind of a mid-sized farm in Iowa. There's about 400 acres in the farm, about 330 crop acres at the moment. About 150 of those are under anywhere from a couple inches of water to about 4 feet of water, depending on where you're at on the farm.
And does that wipe you out?
Well, on those crop acres, the water has killed what's there. If the water would recede, we would probably have an opportunity to replant as long as it happens within the next 2 weeks. There is in most of Iowa, southern Iowa at least, June 25th is about the latest that you could probably plant corn and have a reasonable chance of it maturing before frost, and probably about July 4th on soybeans. So the window of replanting those acres is closing fast because it's probably 10 days to 2 weeks once the water goes away before it's dry enough to put machinery on that land.
And help us understand that 3 million acres figure. What percentage of that is it of the available land?
Well, Iowa has about 25 million tillable acres, acres where you would grow corn and soybeans. So the 3 million acres, and really there's probably closer to 4 million when you consider what it's not flooded, but it's been damaged by just excessive rains. That's about 15-16% of the total croppable land in Iowa. Probably makes up 2% of the U.S. Corn supply and probably 3% of the soybean supply.
This is one of those occasions when we get reminded of how central corn is in so many products, not just diet, livestock feed, processed food, for that matter, ethanol and other commodities as well. You expect prices to rise considerably?
It could, and a lot of that will depend on what happens over the next 2 weeks relative to the ability to replant and mitigate some of the loss. If the losses stand where they're at, then it probably will have some additional impact. The markets have already reacted somewhat to it. Corn prices have risen about $1.50 a bushel in the last 2 weeks when the rains continued to come and the water started rising. Soybean prices have also gone up probably about $1, $1.50. So prices have already begun to react. The impacts at the grocery store probably will not be that much in the short run. More likely to see impacts coming through higher meat and dairy products 6 months to a year from now.
Weather clear this morning there, Mr. Miller?
The weather is clear. The sun is shining. The sky is clear. It's the type of day that we need more of, probably for several weeks, in order to let the waters recede and start recovery.
David Miller, Director of Research and Commodity Services for the Iowa Farm Bureau. Good luck to you, sir.
Thank you.